Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am the host of the podcast, The Power of Others. This is the Higher Human Performance Short Course on becoming a better learning leader. In late 1999, a couple of my favorite academic authors, Jeffrey Pfeiffer and Robert I., a.k.a. Bob Sutton, both guys are professors at Stanford. They published a book entitled The Knowing-Doing Gap, How Smart Companies Turn Knowledge into Action. The title, Knowing-Doing Gap, that became part of my management philosophy because it so resonated with a message that I had been preaching since the 1980s. And the question simply was this: how good could we be if we just did the things that we know are right, the things that we know will work, or the things that we have high probability that will work? My teams had heard that kind of evangelism for a long, long time. I just wasn't smart enough to distill that like these brainiacs from Stanford were able to. You can and you should read the book, but I've put in this post, I put a fully illustrated infographic that really sums up the book. Just click on that little graphic and it will expand. And it's a great infographic that you should spend some time with. What matters is what happens every day. The pace of change in today's world is without precedent. I mean, the sheer volume of information is staggering. According to a TechCrunch post that was dated back in August of 2010, Eric Schmidt, who was the CEO of Google at the time, he declared an amazing fact, quote unquote, and that is every 2 days, we now create as much information. Every 2 days, we create as much information as we did from the dawn of civilization up until 2003. I mean, it's something like 5 exabytes of data, according to Schmidt. Now, he's smarter than me because I don't even know what an exabyte is. Fast forward, here we are now in 2020 and almost a full decade later, and today IBM estimates that this year, in 2020, human knowledge will double every 12 hours. Every 12 hours. Double. Remarkable. Especially given that Buckminster Fuller, the futurist and inventor, estimated that until 1900, human knowledge doubled every century. And by 1945, it was doubling every 25 years. And by 1982, it was doubling every 12 to 13 months. Mark Rosenberg, he calls it a knowledge tsunami. He did back in 2017. Well, here we are today in 2020, and we are experiencing that tsunami. I bet you didn't know those statistics, but I bet you're feeling it. You're feeling data overload. You are feeling info gorging. You can call it whatever you want, but we all experience what many of us liken to drinking from a fire hose. We're sometimes just overwhelmed with all of the stuff coming at us, all of the technological changes and all of the new data and all the new information and all of the analytics that are coming at us. Really tough to keep up with. Tough to manage, tough to make sense of it, tough to leverage it. At this rate, it is not surprising that the things that we knew yesterday, yeah, you remember those things that once worked, but they stopped working, and it leaves us puzzled thinking, what happened? What happened? It worked so well before. Well, of course, the internet changed everything. So if you are a leader who can't remember the pre-internet world, well, then you're struggling to keep up just like the rest of us. But you may not have quite the same fight to learn some new tricks. You just have to concentrate on learning newer tricks. Now, there are those of us that are long in the tooth who we do remember the pre-internet world, and we remember when we thought, hey, we thought faxing was cool. Plain paper faxing, well, that was dynamite. And now, well, the row to hoe is tougher. Most of the executives that I serve are extraordinarily bright, capable, adaptive people. But even smart folks get stuck every now and again. And what is most perplexing to me is a person's willingness to surrender or to give up on learning because the pace seems daunting. And it's why I like to start with Pfeiffer and Sutton's book. You just can't give up on learning. And in a word, you can't give up on curiosity. Well, let's start with doing the things we already know. Now, this seems simple, but maybe it's a not-so-easy exercise. For the moment, don't focus on learning something that you don't yet know. This is horrifically tempting. We tend to want to believe that if we just learn something else, then that will make the difference in our success. That will up our achievement level. Not necessarily. Focus on what you already know you should be doing, but for whatever reason, you aren't doing it. And take some time. I want you to complete this exercise. First, think about yourself. Consider your own work. Consider your own leadership. Make a list of three things that fit the bill. List three things, big or small, doesn't matter, that you know with certainty are things you should be doing that will accelerate your career, your business, your life. But you're not doing them. Now, these might be things that you do sometimes, but you don't do them as habitually as you ought to. They might be things that you just completely neglect and ignore. Excuses or reasons why you're failing, those aren't important. Not at this point. Because, well, nobody cares, right? Nobody cares about your excuses. Nobody even cares if you have reasons. So you need to stop caring about those things too. Now, these things, well, they should be things that require no learning curve. You already know these things. You already know how to do these things. You already know the first step required to take the action on each one of these three things that you write down. So write down three things and comment as much or as little as you want about each one as you write these down on a page. Next, think about your people. Think about your team. Don't get bogged down considering what they are failing to do that you think they know. Focus instead on the things that you are certain they do know. I'll give you a hint here. You'll know they can do these things because they have successfully done them before. Again, maybe they just didn't do them consistently, but they have proven to you that they understand it. They know how to do it because you have seen them do it at least once before. So there's no doubt. There's no doubt that they can do it. These will likely be different for each of your direct reports since they've all kind of got different roles and responsibilities. So write down their names, and then under their names, list the three things that you know they know how to do, but they're failing to do those things. Now, again, these can be large or small things. Just make sure that these aren't things you think they know. These are things that you are certain they know. And they know how to do it, and they have done it. No, we don't care about their excuses or their reasons either. I mean, if we don't care about yours, we certainly don't care about theirs. So don't get sidetracked with all that. Now, you need to start tackling your three. You need to start with yourself. Those three things that you know to do, but you're not doing it, you need to commit yourself that those are now going to become the fabric of what you do. And when you do that, now you can begin to help your people with those three things that you know they know how to do. Close the knowing-doing gap for yourself and your leadership and your direct reports. And I can promise you, you will make some instant progress in elevating your own performance and the performance of your team. With information coming at us at such a rapid clip, stop looking at new knowledge as the basis for higher human performance. It begins with what you already know. If you do not get in the habit of incorporating what you already know to do, then how in the world are you going to leverage any new information? And there it is. The Higher Human Performance Short Course. Super short. Feel free to share this with anybody. No obligation. I'm not looking for email addresses or anything else. I hope you'll subscribe to the Power of Others podcast. There's all kinds of ways to do that. All kinds of other resources here at the website. I'm glad you clicked play, and I hope you are too. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is thepowerofothers.com.